Welcome to Co-Design, a podcast looking at teaching, learning, and the student experience. Co-Design is a podcast brought to you by the Center for Teaching and Learning on the Manchester campus of Southern New Hampshire University. For more information or with any questions, please contact ctl@snhu.edu. Today's original opening theme music is Chill Vibe, recorded and created by Madison Blazejowski, a sport management major from Old Wethersfield, Connecticut. In this episode of Code Design, graduating 2024 seniors Amanda Goyette and Chris Tutt reflect upon their time on campus at Southern New Hampshire University with co-host and communication professor John Borishak. Hi, everybody. I'm John Borishak. I'm a communication professor here on campus at Southern New Hampshire University, and welcome to Co-Designed. Normally, you're used to hearing the dulcet tones of Amanda Goyette hosting the show, but today, Amanda and senior Chris Tutt are my guests. We're talking about what it's like coming to the end of your academic career. Part of the rite of passage is growing up, adulting, and eventually graduating, and that's what these two are about to do. Both of them have probably been two of the most active students we've seen on campus in a long time, so we thought we'd invite them in and give them an opportunity to reflect on their years here at SNU and how it set them off on their career trajectory. So let's start with Chris. Chris, you've gotten involved in so many different things on campus. Why don't you walk us through how you got here and where are you kind of winding it down?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, thank you, JB, and thank you, Amanda, for inviting me to Co-Design today. It's an absolute pleasure. So in terms of getting involved and how that kind of came about and like my journey to SNHU, you know, I started coming out of high school, SNHU wasn't really on my radar. It was a school that I didn't really think much of, but that changed when COVID hit. When COVID hit, a lot of things in everyone's life changed. So I definitely took into consideration some different options with college. And then SNHU came out with the Innovation Scholarship. And that was kind of my decision that I wanted to make. So I made the decision to look at my financial future. And best decision I ever made coming to SNHU. You know, my first year was completely online. So that kind of internally built up some like want and need to become involved when I did get on campus because I was sick of sitting in my room all day long. And then sophomore year, I commuted. From that point, I joined the Penman Press. And the Penman Press was pretty much the only thing I was involved in as a sophomore. I love journalism. I love writing. So I was just like, no, this will give me something to do in my time. And then going into my junior year, my entire academic life kind of changed. I changed my major to communication. I leveled up in the Penman Press, became the co-editor-in-chief, became a resident assistant in Kingston Hall, and amongst a few other things, became a Penman guide, which are all things that I still do now and that I'll miss very much after graduation. But, you know, it kind of went from me being sick of not having anything to do because I was very involved in high school to taking advantage of the opportunities when I finally did move on to campus my junior year after commuting and then being online the prior years. So I was like, I'm just going to join everything. And it's something I did, and it's something that I'm very happy that I did.
So I want to try to test a theory that we have here on campus. We see studies that show that the more involved students get in activities and finding their element here on campus, the happier they are and the higher GPA they have also. You are so involved in so many different activities. Do you actually have time for your schoolwork, and what's your GPA?
Yeah, so I would say that I definitely have time for schoolwork. The benefit is there's a lot of crossover. Like, if you can find a way to make those activities cross over with each other, then you're going to find a lot of success. Like, I'll take the Penman Press, for example. We have the writing style guide for the Penman Press. That writing style guide we also have for a lot of our communication classes with JB. So I know how to write in a journalistic fashion, which helps me in a lot of my JB classes, right? It's finding those opportunities to cross over. Being a Penman guide, you have to know how to public speak. I can then go to some of my communication classes, and then I have that skill already. So it's finding that crossover. You know, GPA related, I'm at a 3.9, but that's also because I chose a major before communication that I wasn't exactly passionate about. Once I came into communication, I thrived. Like, that was where I kind of took off. But before that, I was kind of taking some classes I didn't really care for. And, you know, not that the grades were poor, it just I didn't really care as much until I got to the communication department. So, yeah.
All right. So, Amanda, you took a different route. You came into SNU as a transfer student. Why don't you walk us through your process and how did you get to where you are today?
Sure. So, starting off, I went to community college at Nashua Community College, and I majored in communications there, then got my associates in communication, and that was a great time, but I didn't really get involved in the school, so that kind of was not as fun for me. I kind of just went to school and went home, and that's not really what I wanted my college career to be like. So when I graduated with my associates, I transferred to SNHU because it was local and I could commute there. I wanted to save money the best I could, and that was the best way for me to do that. And going to school locally was kind of always something that I wanted to do. I never really thought that I was going to be someone that traveled too far away from home. Pretty big family person here. And so transferring to SNU was a little bit lonely at first, I won't lie. But after I got involved in Radio SNU, I found the commuter lounge on campus in the student center. I was able to meet a lot of new people. And especially in Radio SNU, I met a lot of people that had similar interests to me, so I was able to make a lot of connections there, such as with Julia, who also loves Disney. We had a little clashing moment because both of us were doing a Disney radio show at the time, but since then we've learned to kind of just come together and talk about our love for Disney and also our love for radio and just audio and stuff like that. Also, being in communications, you meet a lot of people that you can easily talk with, which was great. So I ended up meeting a lot of people in classes that I was able to connect with and get along with too, which was great. So that's kind of my journey so far.
So looking at the journey for both of you, it's coming to an end on May 4th. You're both walking down the aisle, graduating. If you had to pick one thing as a standout memory of Southern New Hampshire University, something you would love to do over again if you could, what would it be?
So recently I just went to PodFest in Orlando, Florida with JB, and I think that's probably the biggest and most important memory that I have from SNHU because it was a paid-for trip by the school, and I was able to go down there and further explore my passion for podcasting and audio work, and I was also accompanied by my mentor, JB, who's also helped me explore this with co-design. So overall, it was just a big full-circle moment for me, and it was really just such an amazing trip, and my boyfriend was able to come too, and we didn't only do educational things. We also got to go to Disney, which I've already mentioned that I love. So overall, the trip was fantastic, and I would love to do it again.
For me, it's so hard to narrow down 4 years' worth of an experience into one favorite memory, but it's partially recency bias, but it is also probably the best week of my life. I recently just went on alternative break to New Orleans, Louisiana, ran through the Chandler Center, SNHU's Center for Community Service and Civic Engagement. We went down there, had a focus on youth empowerment. So we worked with the Boys and Girls Club down in New Orleans, worked with an after-school sports program called the 18th Ward, which we got to actually meet two players from the New Orleans Saints, which was really cool. And, you know, we left and we came back and, like, I just made, like, 10 new friends who were just amazing. The relationships we built, the service that we did, it was so cool because, like, we weren't all just, like, sitting by the pool for a week. It was really nice to kind of, like, you know, have deep conversations with each other because you're so tired. You get wired. You're having some of the best laughs of your life. You're stuck in 2 hours worth of traffic where all you're doing is sitting and playing the license plate game, or, like, we were playing games to try to memorize every state's capital. Like, those are the little memories that I would say I definitely will bring with me for the rest of my life. And I would say alternative break was definitely my most memorable and favorite experience.
Well, let's look at the other side of the coin. 4 years worth of college. There's a lot of growth, a lot of trials and tribulation. What's been the biggest challenge that you've faced during your college years, and how did you deal with it? What did you learn from it?
I would say the biggest challenge, but you also learn so much from this. and it's a little broad, but it's people. You're going into an, like, I feel like when you're in high school, you are surrounded by a lot of the same people with similar backgrounds, at least where I'm from. You're all from the same town or the same area of towns, and like you all kind of have a similar background. When you come to college, it's like everyone's different. Everyone has different backgrounds. Everyone has like different ways of life. So it is really tricky sometimes dealing with people, especially maybe you might work a little bit differently than they do. It's also those moments that teach you the most, right? It's going to be that ability to, you know, learn how to have a tough conversation with somebody if you disagree with them. Learn how to kind of learn from your mistakes with other people, and you can kind of grow so that when we do go off into the real world, you know how to better communicate with others and kind of know how to solve conflict between people.
I think my biggest challenge is not only being a commuter, but also being a transfer student, because basically, you know, I'm coming in as a junior, so I didn't get to make those connections year one and two, although I know a lot of people were online for at least year one. So trying to make those connections and find where I belong on campus was a little bit of a struggle at first. I'd say the first year I was here as a junior, I didn't put as much effort into trying to find a place for myself on campus. And maybe towards the end of that I did. And that's when I was able to find the commuter lounge and meet a lot of different commuters here and feel like I wasn't the only commuter that, you know, was either in my major or just that I knew on campus, because a lot of the people that I had met my first year were people that lived here. And then obviously Radio SNU helped me a lot with that too. But I think my biggest accomplishment was just putting myself out there and trying to make as many connections as I could with people so that I could try to make those long-lasting friendships that I was kind of a little bit behind on.
Did either of you have a favorite course during your time here, and what made it your favorite?
You know, I would say being in the communication department, there's a lot, like the studio into the capstone, it's all kind of molded together. So it's hard to kind of like differentiate them and be like, I liked Comm Studio 3. The Comm Studio 1 through 4 and then the capstones I really see as one kind of, it's almost like they're almost like stairs. Like at Comm Studio 1, you start at the bottom of the stairs, and then eventually like you get to your Comm capstone, and that's the end of the journey. You're at the top of the stairs. So I would say like that sequence of classes, finishing off with the capstone that, you know, you work all this time for planning, and then you get to see the success of your capstone at undergraduate research day. Other than that, I would say public speaking too. Public speaking was a really, really, really fun class that I absolutely loved. With Andrea Bard, a former professor here. Loved that class. But yeah, I'd say the studio to capstone and then public speaking are two great. But I loved every communication class. It's hard to narrow it down.
Okay, so it sounds like you experienced what the academic side of things wants you to have, the scaffolding, where one course sort of blends into another and builds off the other to help prepare you for life outside of here. Amanda, did you experience something like that also?
Yeah, I did. Definitely the communication studio classes were my favorite because we got to do client work, and I actually felt like I got real world experience out of those interactions with clients and also working in groups, because there's a lot of trials and tribulations that you face working in groups, especially this year as a team lead. I took on that position and it was a great experience, but it was also a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. So there was a lot of ways that I had to learn about myself and how I was as a leader and take steps to make sure that I wasn't doing anything that would make people unhappy or upset, but also be stern about due dates and make sure things were getting done on time. But I also did like the consistency of the classes, so I could expect it every single semester. But as a transfer student, I was also taking two at a time. So that was also a little bit of an interesting experience where I was taking 199 and 299 at the same time. But then those classes were also at the same time. So it was a very interesting experience for me. But I got probably the most out of it that I could.
So you experienced that combination of the project-based or experiential learning and the reflection that we try to incorporate into so many different classes here at SNHU. So question for both of you, having been through this, what do you wish your professors knew about you, or what do professors need to know about students to help them have an experience like the one you've had?
That's a good question, JB.
Yeah, what don't we get? What do we need to understand better?
I feel like, and it's very much broad, and I'm not speaking on any professor in particular, but I feel as though there's kind of a tunnel of expectation. And what I mean by a tunnel of expectation is that not necessarily all learning styles can be adapted to, right? Because some people thrive better in different situations than others. Like some people really, like I've always been somebody in every class, like if I'm working on a group project, like I want to be in that leadership position. I want to take on a team lead role. But other people really are kind of not like necessarily wicked loud, maybe not necessarily natural leaders. Like they kind of thrive by doing some of the behind the scenes work. And I think sometimes in many classes, not just, it's not an SNHU thing. I think it's a part of academia. Just like those people who like to do the behind the scenes work kind of get mischaracterized as if they're not doing work, when in reality they are. They just don't like to kind of be at the forefront of it.
Chris, I agree wholeheartedly with everything that you just said. I know when I come off, sometimes I'm very loud and maybe a little bit obnoxious, who knows?
Hey, me too.
But but sometimes I feel like teachers might not understand that as me wanting to take on a leadership role. They might just see me as being like a loud person. But I definitely prefer to be in that leadership role. So when I was doing my first year in the capstone class, I was a behind the scenes kind of person because they didn't know my work style yet. And that was a little rough for me, but I also kind of ended up taking on that half leadership position where I was kind of helping out with my team lead with things that she would need me to do, which was nice because she kind of realized the qualities that I had as a team lead. So that was great. And then obviously being transitioned into the team lead this year was definitely something that I wanted to do and I excelled in. Mm-hmm. But I think another thing that I would like my teachers to understand about me is that just because I talk loud doesn't mean I'm always confident. I feel like a lot of people think, oh, loud people, confident. Mm-hmm. And that's not the case for me. I can definitely crawl back into my shell when I don't know people. And that's kind of what I did that first year on campus. And I regret doing that a little bit. But I think teachers need to understand that there's a lot of different qualities that students have and they don't always correlate.
So we're recording this session on March 26th. Our semester ends on April 27th. We are just about a month away from it being over. You get a week of senior week and then comes graduation. What are you going to miss the most?
Everything. I mean, no, like in generally speaking, probably the community. Like, you know, I was preparing for this podcast last night and I was with my buddy Cade. We went and got bagels last night at Einstein's and I was just thinking about it. Like, it's these little moments, right? Because like I'm going to go work in my job after college. I'm going to be working whatever it is, 9 to 5. But then after 5, like I go home and then I like, you know, do whatever I'm doing at home. Where like when I'm here at SNHU, it's like, okay, I have 3 classes between 11 and 3:15. After that, though, I have like meetings for clubs. I have meetings for my RA job or being a penman guide. Like I have all those other involvements that I like that'll bring me up. Even walking down my dorm hallway, seeing all my residents out in the hallway watching movies or playing video games or like just like anything. Just like walking through, seeing people, even people I don't know. It's the community feel of everyone has their people on this campus, and I'm definitely going to miss that the most because it's just like, you know, you envy that and you want to stay here and like it makes you feel like you're a part of something bigger. So that's definitely what I would miss the most is the community feel of, you know, this college and the people here.
For me, I think it's a little bit more based on passion. So I'm going to miss being a part of this podcast 100%. This has been actually one of the top highlights of my time at campus because it's allowed me to explore passion in a way that I didn't know I could. And also through this podcast, I've been able to make different connections with students because, you know, coming up with topics, you're going to get a very diverse audience. So not only have I been able to talk to my fellow communication students about the Comm Studio, I've also been a part of different episodes such as esports, and I've also made faculty connections as well, such as meeting Steve Boucher and having him come in and film these episodes, and then getting to see my little face appear on campus TV every once in a while, or having people come up to me in the hallway and being like, hey, are you the one that I saw in my dorm on the TV? Yes, that is correct. That is me. But also definitely the community that I've made around myself as well, and the connections I've made through the communication classes as well.
You guys are now the big kids. Mm-hmm. You're out of here in a couple of weeks. What words of wisdom would you give for the incoming freshmen for next year, or the folks who are about to make that transition from freshman to sophomore year?
I would say to put yourself out there and join clubs, because that's a really good way to meet people. And I feel like a lot of people don't want to do that, or they want to stay in their dorm. And I mean, I can't relate to that, but it's just something that I've noticed on campus. Or go to events. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why we have events on campus. You should go to them and meet new people, and also just have fun. Campus life is meant to be fun. It's not just meant for you to stay in your dorm all day and be secluded. And I'd also say for those transfer students and those commuters, go to events. That's one thing that I regret not doing. Didn't really go to many events on campus, and I definitely wish I went to more. But that's how you're going to meet those people that mean the most to you. And also just experience everything you can. That's my best advice for you guys.
I'm going to reiterate what Amanda said by saying getting involved, because a lot of the world is based on who you know. You're going to hear that saying all the time. It's not what you know, it's who you know. It really does ring true, because the more connections you make, the more opportunities that you're going to have when you graduate, because people are going to remember you as a positive light, a positive influence, and that'll pay off in the future. One piece of advice that I always want to give on tour, but I never do because it's, you know, we have to be careful with some of the things we say in as being a tour guide. But I will say here, and I have no problem saying it here, use your tuition money. You pay the money to be here. Use it. I've been on 4 conferences, alternative break. And people always ask me, how do you have the opportunity to do all this stuff? And I'm like, because I'm using the tuition money. I'm not these conferences are not ones that I'm paying to go on, right? It's taking the extra time to put yourself in a position to be able to do these kinds of things, right? All of the opportunities that you see other students have that you envy, you also have that opportunity to do. So make sure that you have that understanding that you're paying that money to be here, and you might think to yourself, why am I paying this tuition money? Like, what is the point of me paying this? You have every bit of opportunity to take advantage of it and use it to the best of your ability, because it does add up. But if you can use it and properly use it, then you're definitely going to get the best out of your experience here.
I want to add on to that, networking is actually so important. I wouldn't have had half of the opportunities that I had on campus if I didn't network, especially with JB and this podcast. When I first came into campus, he was one of the first classes that I had taking dissecting pop culture. And one of the first icebreaker questions that he asked in class was, you know, who are you? But also, you know, what are you interested in for a career? And what are you passionate about? And I said radio. And after class, he stopped me and asked me if I wanted to have this opportunity to be a part of this podcast. And if I didn't get to be a part of this podcast, I really don't know what else I would have done on campus besides be just a part of Radio SNU. So I'm just so grateful for all of the networking opportunities. And I also would never have gotten to go on that trip to PodFest and have that once-in-a-lifetime experience and using those connections to just make memories. So
LinkedIn's your best friend.
Yes.
LinkedIn. It takes some chances. You'll regret the things you didn't do, not the things you did. So my guests today have been seniors Chris Tutt and Amanda Goyette. They're graduating in a couple weeks. Congratulations to both of you. I'm going to miss both of you guys.
Thanks, JB.
Thanks, JB.
You've been listening to Co-Designed.